Looking for work, better pay, better work environment? We can help. Call Kelly Jobs today at 502-425-7131 to speak with a recruiter today. Score a better job with us. Call 502-425-7131 or visit kellyjobs.com. That's kellyjobs.com.
UPS is hiring Daysort warehouse workers in our Louisville, Kentucky hub. Our warehouses are team settings where everyone truly has each other's backs, and we work together to deliver what matters to customers and communities. We're paying $20 an hour and offer great benefits, including up to $25,000 in tuition assistance. Eligibility begins the day you're hired. Shift your future, shift your team, shift your life. Visit upsjobs.com to apply. That's upsjobs.com. Make the shift, make a difference.
Injured in a car accident? Visit SueDistractedDriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He couldn't have played him. That's the point.
Oh, he can't? It's not his program? It's Shaden Sharpe's program?
Yes.
And James Strebel.
Well, then he's a fraud. He needs to go. If he can't run his own program, bye.
Shaden Sharpe got to do what he wanted to
do.
Yes.
Then. Bye. Then go. I don't. If that's the case, if he can't control his own basketball program and he can't say who plays and who doesn't play, then he needs to get out of here.
Okay, hang on.
It's not his program anymore.
Hang on.
Because that's ridiculous.
Hang on.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, man, the soccer game's over. There's like no overtime or anything.
Yeah.
No extra time.
I was looking forward to a little stoppage time, but nothing.
It's done. You got the cards in 58 minutes. Any other basketball on or anything?
There's got to be something. It's
got to be something.
Yeah,
Creighton and Texas Tech are playing right now.
There you go, Creighton and Texas Tech.
Who doesn't want to see that?
Baylor Shireman. We can watch a little Baylor Shireman for Creighton. There we go.
Yes, there you go.
How the Shire man's doing.
437-9680.
12 with 7 minutes left.
Let me read a couple texts here. I mean, I can go all the way back to
there's so many. Yeah, there's a million. There's a lot on the post-game show last night, too.
Oh, it's a mess.
There's a lot.
Goodness, it's a mess.
Yeah. Sure as everyone wished me well.
By the way, my cough's still here.
No, but you sound better. You're not as congested as you were. You don't have that frog in your throat.
Texas says Oscar with 20 and 15, but most importantly, he takes the big L.
Yeah, no, it's true. He did. He took the big L. There's nothing.
Texas says, did you guys not hear Jimmy Dykes? He said Jacob Toppin is a superstar. I heard that.
Jimmy Dykes did a lot of stuff last night.
Texas says, Jack calling Strebel big boy has me crying.
He did. He pulled out a big boy on me.
Texas says, Lamar Jackson didn't know the play. Either. Texas says the earth is resetting, getting back to Strebel being wrong when calling players bumps or calling good players good.
Yeah, I think the DJ Wagner stuff cursed me.
Texas says Drew Timmy won those games.
He did. He won
Texas
the game.
Texas says Timmy put mid O on the bench.
There's not a lot I could do to argue.
Texas says Timmy gave you a little wink, wink, big father.
He did. He winked. He stroked his mustache. He flexed. Yeah, he did all that.
You stroked that mustache.
It was puke.
Texter says Cal is musty. Admit it. It's hilarious.
I mean, I tried to put the Shaden Sharpe stuff behind me on top of all this other stuff. Then I hear that Shaden Sharpe rejoin, and it just even worse.
Yeah, she wouldn't want a millionaire soccer player with washboard abs.
Yeah, there's no emotional connection. But you could be if you want to be materialistic and all that's up to you.
Well, yeah, they do.
Yeah.
That's what people do.
Yeah, good for them.
I'm saying that's what they do.
Yeah.
Texter says Oscar and Timmy are friends. Imagine if they weren't. Timmy took it easy on him.
No,
that's a great take.
Timmy, he had a double double. It's like Oscar was like just shut down completely. He didn't do anything.
Texter says Oscar wants no part of TJD.
Oh, that's a fib too.
Texas says Bale has done it. He's done it. He's brought a country and Jason Entz to his knees. What a special moment on the world stage. Texas says, shut Jack's voice up. He's a bum.
Oh,
Texas
no.
says Thank Indiana's you. Better than Kentucky.
They are.
Right
now they are.
Texas says, do you think if Oscar comes back for year three, he could learn a couple plays?
I just don't believe any of it. I don't believe he doesn't know the plays. I do not believe. He runs the same plays every year.
Texter says,
it.
I need a cigarette after that argument.
We haven't had
Texter
one in a
says,
while.
I feel zero bad for Strebel. He's a douche canoe.
Thank you. I feel the same about you, Texter.
Oh, I'm not going to read that one. Well, it just says Emmett Smith. What is he on one of the QC?
Emmett Smith.
One of the QC Kinetic commercials?
Emmett Smith. It's been a while.
honey hole. I don't know what that is.
A honey
Texter
hole.
Says Drew Timmy owns Kentucky. Texter says, please transfer ownership of Big Rig to Mr. Grossman. Texter says, Timmy only scores because he cheats. He travels. I did love all the Kentucky fans taking video off their from their phones to their TV. Look at her out there. Look at him move his pivot foot.
He does walk a lot.
That was one of my favorite things.
He takes like 18 moves.
Texter
you
says,
can't tell me he doesn't walk.
Launch Jack. Texter says Jack is laying the wood.
He didn't lay the wood. He just screamed like I did.
How about that?
How about that?
Texter says apparently mother likes her buttermilk. Texter says it's Tim Howard, you buffoons.
Churning
oh,
the
man. Guys, I'm going to try to catch up. 437-9680, UPS jobs text
Texter
line.
Texter Jai Lucas won those games.
No, he didn't win either. Jay Lucas lost.
No, he didn't.
No, it was when Kentucky was like, when Jay Lucas was at Kentucky, that's the 9-16 season. Jay Lucas didn't win any games either. I don't want to hear Jay Lucas won those games.
Look at that dude in the crowd flexing.
I know.
The crowd.
I know. He's
Gonzaga fans.
College sophomore goofball is what that guy is.
Yeah, look at that, Timmy. Look at my fat arm. Yeah. I got a backwards hat on.
Does your wife know how much this game meant?
Oh, yeah.
Did it mean a lot to Kellen, too? Like, did he follow your lead?
Oh, yeah.
In hating Timmy?
Oh, he hates them all.
Oh,
yeah.
Man. No, it's bad for him, too.
My wife was actively rooting for Kentucky, and she never does that because she knew how much.
Really? So this was a big deal in
this
the Strebel household?
This was a big deal in our house, yes.
Wow. What do the twins do? They stay away?
No. Ellie went downstairs to watch TV. Wyatt watched it with us.
Okay, wow.
Yeah. Okay. He was watching.
So
it
was a family affair to watch. Watch Kentucky get that booty smack.
Yeah, it was.
That makes
it
me
was
happy.
So bad.
People, you need to, I mean, if Strebel's ever crushed you in any way or called you a bum, that right there's got to make you happy.
Yeah.
It really does.
Yeah.
437-9680. Okay, so we got to talk Governor's Cup.
Yeah, it would be the lead if it wasn't for Kentucky.
What is your fear level right now? 1 to 10. 10 being extreme.
I don't expect it.
Three?
Three.
But it's been a one.
It's been a one. It's
so
like a
it's
three.
It's went from one to a three.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And so it's like a three.
I have noticed something, and Blankenbaker admitted this today.
What's that?
With Louisville fans.
Okay.
If you remember last year, all the strength of schedule talk, all the nonsense, Louisville fans were boastful, and it was fake juice.
We know that. I would say
You said it was a bum bump with Syracuse and Duke, and you were right on that. And it was. And the way that the Louisville fan reacted after the game, you could tell that it was a lot of fake juice leading up to the game for the most part. This year, and like, you know, I mean, I listened to Diener this morning, blanks on there, and it's none of that.
No.
None of that.
They're very quiet about it.
They have a confidence this time.
Yes.
That is different than last time.
I agree. They have a quiet
and
confidence.
If Louisville were to lose this time, to me, you know, it was embarrassing last time. This time it would be demoralizing.
Yeah.
Because it's not fake juice. It's real juice. And, I mean, we've seen six straight games of the Louisville defense being good.
Yeah.
And when you combine that with special teams, Louisville's making less mistakes than Kentucky, who continually cannot kick an extra point, field goal, anything.
You name it. Yeah.
And that's obviously the small things I think are a big deal in this game. But that's where I'm at is the Louisville fan feels differently. Right now on Monday, I have Kentucky winning the game still. But I could be convinced. You have Kentucky winning. Jack, go ahead. Right now, who do you have winning the game?
I have Kentucky winning with no confidence.
There you go.
Yeah, I think that's how most people feel on the, not just on the Kentucky side, but like just if you're on the Kentucky side or if you're just, you know, in the middle and you don't have any skin in the game. There's no reason for me to believe Kentucky should win this game because of the reasons you just laid out, the little things they don't do well. But Saturday against Georgia, there were a few things that made me feel a little bit better. The offensive line, for one, you know, actually played a pretty decent game. Will Levis wasn't smacked around like he normally is, and Georgia's defense is way better than Louisville's defense. But other than that, like, I get Louisville fans being confident. If I was a Louisville fan, I would be really confident. I would. because they do what Kentucky's offense doesn't do well.
Okay,
protect the football. Louisville gets after the quarterback. Now, how is Yaya Diaby? Did he come back in that game and play? I can't remember. I know there was a point where he left the game.
I don't know. I had a lot of bourbon over the weekend.
Okay.
That's a great question.
I know. I just want to know what his status is because that's huge. That's big. I mean, if Yaya Diaby is not 100%, that takes one of Louisville's main pass rushers off the field or out of the equation a little bit.
To me, it's this. What's the quarterback discussion going to be if it is one, given that it's not a bigger deal? I'm guessing Louisville fans agree with me that, A, they're okay with Brock Doman, and B, they don't believe in Malik in this game. Now, last night we did TV, me, Ennis, and Griever, and Griever mentioned, you know, maybe it's one of those things where Malik doesn't play against NC State so he can be ready for this game.
Sure.
And that very well may be the case. I have contended now for, 2 weeks that Doman gives you at least as good of a chance, if not better, just because, I mean, Malik has been downright bad.
He has.
And so then it goes into, okay, it's a gamble. Then you have a guy who has missed practice, who has been injured, mm-hmm. who is now taking the majority of the reps. Okay,
right.
If Malik comes back, we have seen how easy it can be for him to re-aggravate an injury. And the last two times he's played Kentucky, he's been benched.
Yeah.
He's been bad. And so then it's like if you – they have been – let me say this. If he's healthy enough, they have been true to Malik.
They have. They have backed
him. They have
him.
Been yes. faithful to him, and so – that's the answer. By the way, can I pause everything?
Sure.
Does Creighton just have white dudes that shoot off-balance jumpers?
Pretty much, yeah.
Is this, Jack, have you seen this basketball? This is not what you like, is it?
No.
You need them to work it around a little bit more?
Yeah.
Is that Shireman? Is
that's
he a lefty?
Shireman, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, dude, this dude's a baller, man. By the way, did you guys see the A.J. Johnson video I sent you guys?
Yes.
Beard, that staff.
Oh, yeah. They got Louisville again. They got him again. It was there. Once Texas entered the equation, we knew it was over. Everybody knew it was over. It was over.
I like Texas.
I know you like Beard.
Yeah, you know I like. You know I like that.
I know you like Beard.
Isn't that the most expensive staff in the country? Wasn't that the boast?
That was the boast
a couple
last
years
year.
Ago.
Yeah. When he took
that's
the job,
that's all I could think of. This is the most
expensive staff
in the country.
This is the best staff in the country. Then back. It's like no, actually, Kansas is the best staff in the country again. But yeah, but they were all in on Beard.
Yeah,
and then they pivoted back to Kansas.
And that's they're just getting 5 stars in big time.
They are.
They're getting it done, man.
Yeah, they are.
I need a good Texas. Kentucky battle. That's what I need.
Yeah.
That's what I need. Because right now, for my money, would we rather have Jack Shire versus Cal or Beard versus Cal? Which one, if you could pick one.
Secured.
To go to fruition.
He's been heavier on Shire the last
probably
chunk
Shire.
Of months.
Because you like Beard. You will never. You won't admit it. You like Beard.
Beard's. Look,
come on.
Again, the only thing
come
I had.
He likes that Beard beats
Louisville. He's arrogant like hell.
The only reason the only thing I have against
your paths never crossed
is that he. No, it was just when he got the job at Texas, it was automatically the best. Like this is the greatest, and they ranked him like in the top. Five, and like, even though Texas basketball
like
forever.
You. Sounds like
but,
you.
Well, now.
Yeah, I wonder who that sounds like.
Now, they wasn't used
who's
to,
ranked,
used to be like
who's
that.
Ranked high just because of their name
I
and their
agree.
Coach.
No, right now, that's what it is.
Yeah, that's Chris Beard.
Yeah, then that was Chris Beard last year. It really was. It 100% was Chris
What's
Beard
been you
year.
Last year and this year?
I agree with that. I
so
do
you
agree
and Beard,
with that.
You look in the mirror, you see Chris Beard. He's loaded, man.
He's
loaded.
It's not as good as Class of Kentucky's, but it's a good class.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
no,
it's
I
a
mean,
really
no,
good
there's
class.
No doubt about
yeah,
that.
It's a good, it's a
well, they
really
won't
good
be
class.
Able to play for Kentucky. They'll need 3 months to learn the plays.
3 months?
Yeah, 3 years.
All the way to, yeah.
Yeah, DJ Wagner 24.
Exactly. By the time he gets the plays.
He saw Smith's age before he's able to learn the offense.
I didn't hear the excuses of they need to learn the plays when he had Anthony Davis and those guys. We had to wait around for Anthony Davis to learn the plays, did we? I don't remember that.
Well, he just threw the ball out there. Play basketball.
Oh, yeah, they exactly. Let's play basketball.
By the
yeah.
way, your guy Tank the Stang wore MKG jersey during
know,
the game
it hurt
to get his
me.
Booty wiped by 20.
It hurt
I love
me
you
when
guys.
I just
love BBN turned up for this game, Jack, and
we
didn't
did.
Show up.
It was bad.
You were left with C.J. Frederick airballs. They hate the white guy, Jack. Kentucky fans are the first so upset they hate the white guy. It's the white guy. They hate the white guy.
It is great. That's
what
the
a
first
stunning
time.
Upset.
Yeah, he's terrible. He can't play basketball. He can't.
Man, you've lost the Vandy South Carolina War
I
this
know.
Year.
Yes.
If you
it's
lose
been a bad year.
Satterfield,
it's been a bad
this is going to be the – this is – like, it's going to be the end, man.
It is. It's going to be
Satterfield, what a punch in the gut.
It'll be terrible.
Right now, I still have Kentucky because of this. 437-9680. I believe there's something to it. I believe if Malik plays, I am very unsure if he gives them the better chance to win. I'll put it that way.
Okay. Yeah.
So, my analysis is almost through the prism of Brock Doman. Whether he starts or has to play at some point during the game,
right.
It's through Brock Doman. Sorry. That's how I'm viewing the game. If we find out tomorrow, Scott Satterfield, if they're playing at Coy, if it leaks out at some point, or if it's Saturday afternoon at 2 o'clock, we shall see
yeah.
about all of this. But Brad White wins the game for Kentucky
by
devising a defense that is going to get to Louisville's quarterback, and in Kentucky's offense or something does just enough. What the nagging thing about this game, though, is how fundamentally unsound Kentucky is. If Kentucky were solid
on
like special teams, if I could rely on them to go out there and kick a 41-yard field goal or have a punt or not botch something where you're starting at the 4-yard line, it would be different. If Kentucky did the little things, I'm a New York Giants fan. That's what they have done. Yesterday, they didn't. Mm. They turned the ball over, and they got pounded because of it.
Yeah.
Okay? When you don't have talent – and Kentucky has, let's be honest, at many points on this roster, they are deficient of big-time talent this year.
And lack depth with talent,
You have to be able to cut down mistakes. You have to be able to win some of these small battles, making a 31-yard field goal. Louisville's done that.
They have, yes.
And you have not done that. And so that is why, if Louisville loses this game, they have been consistent the last 6 weeks.
They have.
Louisville's been consistent. Here's how I felt.
Even against Clemson, they were consistent.
I felt like they were going to win that game on Saturday just like they won it.
Oh, yeah.
And they knew it, and NC State knew it, and that's how they were going to win the game. And it didn't matter to me that Brock Doman was out.
Regular.
I loved Louisville -3.5, -4, whatever got it at. To me, it would be, again, last year was embarrassing. This year would be demoralizing
because
for
you.
Because
like they have a better team,
because
like for
you
real
believe
this
your team, and you have been solid for 6 weeks, not 2 weeks against Duke and Syracuse, but 6 weeks where you beat legit teams, where you have played well on the road, to where you beat top 25 teams, like to where your coach has saved his job and everything else, and to where you've settled into, here's what we are. Badass on defense. We're going to run the football, and whatever we can get to T. Huddy, we're going to get to
T.
Huddy.
Yes.
And that's basically what they are. Brad White, if he can go out, Kentucky can get a little bit of a lead and make Louisville feel like they have to abandon, that's when you start throwing
impress.
More. And whether you have Doman or you have Malik, you don't want them throwing – Daniel Jones threw the ball 40 times.
You don't want
to
do
that. That's not the recipe to win yesterday for my Giants. Same thing, I think, for Brock Doman on Saturday. It's a game – of course, nationally it means nothing. You have – I mean, if Will Levis loses after the antics of every L's last year and having
failure.
A garbage year this year,
you
lose, and immediately we start talking about Scangarello, whether he's going to come back. And now that the $9 million contract, $8 million contract are thrown on top of it, that is gasoline on the fire if Kentucky were to lose this game. And I got to be honest, Louisville fans, I don't want to say this. Boy, I backed the fans on this, like, almost in totality, Cerebral. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, like, I don't understand why the stadium's empty. Like, I don't know. To me,
they've got a fun team right now. You should really feel pretty good about
it's
it.
It's really weird. And I would actually be worried if I were Josh Hurd about this because, I mean, like Diener and Blank this morning, I go, well, it's cold outside. I mean, I'm like, yeah, but man, that stadium's empty.
I mean, even Kentucky had more fans, and they were playing Georgia, who we knew they were going to lose to Georgia, and they still showed out to some extent for that game.
So
and emptied out in the second half. But the first half, that stadium was pretty full.
I have a feeling that Louisville fans, if they lose, are going to react in a Fire Scott Satterfield manner.
Are we had to do that dance again?
Yes. That's what I think now because of not many people are there.
Yeah, and I'm with you. I don't understand it either. I don't get it because, like, we're saying
Drew didn't take calls all morning today about the team being good.
There's
people don't like Scott Satterfield.
People
are just not going to ever be. I don't think ever be in on Scott Satterfield.
No matter what.
Is that what's? I'm wondering what's if that's what's
it
happening here.
Well, I mean, I think we see that happen with fan bases when they decide they don't like a coach. It doesn't matter what happens afterwards. I'm not saying it's right, but people would rather still be pissed off than admit they were wrong.
Let me ask you
just like Treble with Drew Timmy last night.
Let me ask you this. Let's say Archie Miller came back for one more year.
I'd be so bad.
And he either made the tournament or they won the Big Ten tournament, so he got in and he made like
I'd
a run.
I'd be happy.
But he made like a magical run to the Elite Eight. Then what?
Like Jack would feel good.
Yeah, like you hated this man and then he almost made a Final Four or something.
Now
you gotta keep him. I mean, I think
I'll put it this way, I hated him, but if he would have won games, yes, I wouldn't have hated him anymore. I would have admitted that I was wrong.
Yeah, but Louisville fans aren't doing that.
Yeah, I know. I would be in the minority by doing that.
I was surprised, honestly, at the text line Saturday after the Georgia game. I was ready for the prank calls. I was ready for there wasn't that much. I mean, there are a few Louisville fans sprinkled in saying, you know, we're going to bring the red buses and this, that, and the other, but it wasn't to the extent as it was the year before or the 2 years before that. There just isn't this groundswell of Louisville fans. Maybe it's not the fact that they're quietly confident. Maybe they're just, like, tuned out. Maybe they just
don't
care.
What it is. I'm trying to figure out what it is.
Because I thought it was quietly confident until you put that scenario up where they're like they're not going to games, they're really not talking about it at all. I'm like, I don't know what the hell's going on. You would think they've been starved for a good football team for such a long time. I mean, they have a chance to win 8 wins.
Josh,
and people thought they were going to be 5-7 or 6-6.
Yeah, I would say U of L. To me, like no one being in the upper section was actually like that was actually surprising. I don't know. I mean, I know it's cold out, but
you think the beginning of the season left that
bad
but
that's
of a taste
that's the beginning of the season, though, Strebel.
You lose a Syracuse, you lose
Florida months ago.
I agree with you, but like between Syracuse, Florida State, and then Boston College, where people were just like that was it.
Strebel, they had the funeral.
They did, yeah.
Louisville fans in their mind had the funeral. I mean,
and
I
Zombie
guess
Satterfield came.
Well,
out.
I guess beating a mediocre, I mean, it is your rival, so that does matter. I mean, both coaches today, or, you know, Satterfield a couple days ago and Stoops today, were both like, yeah, it matters. It absolutely,
absolutely
does.
Matters, yes.
And, yeah, it means something because Kentucky's season has been devoid of accomplishment.
There's been no feel
okay?
good.
There's been very, very little feel good.
Yeah.
And that's where Kentucky has been stuck all season. So it would be, yeah, we had a generic team, and we still beat Louisville. Louisville's had a better season than Kentucky.
No argument.
I'm not saying they're a better team right now.
No,
I'm saying they have had a better season who they have beat.
They've blown teams out, Andy.
That has been better. That has been better, period. Yeah. Okay? It just has.
No, I'm with you. They blew out Wake Forest. I mean, they've blown out teams, and they've looked good in winning. Kentucky, they win, but they don't look good when they do it even. I mean, you know what I mean? But you win
well,
the
no,
game.
Missouri. I mean, think about they lose that Missouri game, Strebel.
I mean, that was putrid to watch.
Four straight losses.
Yeah, absolutely. Even that Mississippi State game, there were still warts on that win. I mean, outside of, like, and I hate to do this because I know how you jump on it, but, I mean, outside of the Florida game, there really wasn't a win where you're like, damn.
Yeah, how's that Florida
one,
game
look? That one, exactly. It looks terrible, and I knew it was terrible when it happened. But, like, other than that Florida game, like, you win a game, you're like, damn, that one felt good. All the other wins that have, like, okay, yeah, we were supposed to do that. There's not been one win during this entire season where you're like, yes, that was a good win. I feel good about that. All the rest of them are just like, yeah, okay, you should win that game.
Jack, let's get some sound here. Do you want to do Kentucky sound? Do you want to do mad sound? We have Strebel losing it on Ents.
Yeah.
We have a couple different sound bites here. Do you want to go to angry? Anything. Go ahead, Jack. Just anything you want to play. I don't want to even lead you in any direction.
They did almost just the bare minimum to get through it. They literally just ran the ball. They did to us what we have done to other teams of just like, we're just going to run the ball and you can't stop it.
I disagree. They could stop it. They did stop it.
They averaged 5.4 yards per carry. We stopped them a couple times. We did not stop them in the long run. They were marching down the
field. They tried to score the football, and they couldn't do it. They had a goal line stand. They were trying to score the football. They were trying to manufacture offense. They could not do it.
Kenny McIntosh had 143 carries on 19 yards. Yes, we got a couple stops.
Yes, they did. But do you really think that Georgia was just like, let's just try to get out of here and not beat this team by a ton of points? Yes, you are.
No, I'm not. You're so frustrated. You're not listening.
I am listening. You're like, Georgia just didn't do. They just went through the motions. Like, okay. No, they were trying to score.
Let's go to the phone.
Dude, that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. Jesus Christ.
So mad at Ents.
He threw his headset.
You're so mad at
Ents. I wasn't mad at Ents.
What were you guys even arguing about? I can't even remember
now. He basically said Georgia wasn't even trying to score and not trying not to get first downs. And the Kentucky never stopped them.
Gary, you're up. What's up?
And I was like, what?
Mr. Strebel, I have to agree with you, old Varley, on this discussion that y'all are having. Right
Gary's
now.
Not there. Let's try another one. Ron, you're on the show. What's up, Ron?
Hey, Ents, you're full of bleep. You know that?
Okay. The phone lines are not working right now, so let's see if we can figure that out. 267-9680. Keep calling in. 267-9680. The phone lines
There was a button.
Full, but I can't hear anything coming in.
So there was a button on the board that someone pressed the button.
There's a button on the board.
I couldn't hear the callers at all.
I honestly think the best part about it is was it Ents' fault?
No, it was not Ents' fault.
No, you told me it was on Saturday. Ents' fault. He messed the post game show.
Ents figured it out by going over to the other board and looking at it, and then he came back. He figured it out and came back over and hit the button. Whoever was in the studio before Ents hit some button where I could not hear
who
the
was in the studio before Ents, Jack? Who are we going to put this on? Is Lee, isn't it? You think it's Lee?
It was either Lee. I think Nate ran Bellarmine Basketball Friday.
Both are great. Are great choices.
Great scapegoats.
Yep. Yes,
but the best part of that sound is that Strebel's cutting people off who are fully agreeing with him.
I know you could hear, but
there's nothing you could have done about it. But it is great though.
They were agreeing with me.
Yeah, it's like actually, Bob Strebel's all right. I can't hear Gary. 267-9680.
I think George has said, let's go out and play a C-plus game and see if we can still beat these bums.
And that may have been the case. Look, I even said they
won. I love Stoops after the game with the moral victory. You turn on the tape, you'll see it. They'll see it. All right, buddy, if that makes you feel good that you lost.
You'll see it.
You'll see it. You'll see it on the tape.
It's like John.
You'll see how physical we were. It's like, all right, man.
You get it.
Like, okay.
You weren't physical against Vanderbilt. It's like John Calipari last night where he's like, well, did you know what I did at halftime? Well, you don't know basketball. And it's like, okay, Cal, thanks.
All right, give me another piece of sound. Give me something else, Jack. What do you have?
Do you want football postgame or basketball postgame?
Oh, give me basketball postgame. Give me a couple from the old B-ball. The old round ball.
Yeah,
old round ball with Ents and Strebel
last night.
We're going to have to hear John Calipari tell us we got to wait. We haven't practiced this. We haven't practiced. What have you practiced? What are you practicing? What are you doing? I don't want to hear any effing excuses anymore. I'm sick of it. I'm just sick of it. I'm sick and tired of the damn excuses. Win a bleeping basketball game, please. Can we not win a basketball game against somebody not Howard? Please. That's all I ask. I mean, I got these other teams. Virginia's going out there winning a big game today against a good team.
Yeah.
Oh. You got Baylor, a good team, winning against another good team. You got all these good teams playing each other and playing in close games and winning. But we can't do it. Oh, it's just absolutely frustrating. Timmy putting Mido on the bench. No, he didn't. Get out of here with that crap. That's two losers in a row this weekend. What a crap weekend. Way to ruin my Sunday. John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team. In a damn game with a non-conference against a good team. How many years has it been since this has happened?
need to hear that. Hang on,
Jack. You're 0-2 Jack. Against teams with a pulse.
Jack, hang on. I need to go. I need to hear the tame. I need to hear that again. Stop everything.
You get out of the gym for most of the game.
No, that's not it.
It's like three sounds back.
Yeah, it's like three sounds back. Sorry, Jack. We got to hear this again.
Jack. John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team. Basketball team.
South End came out of me there a little bit.
Man, let's hear the South End again. Go ahead.
That's two losers in a row this weekend. What a crap weekend. Way to ruin my Sunday, John Calipari and the Kentucky Wildcats basketball team.
It did ruin my Sunday. I was having a damn good day. Now to watch that garbage.
He had five players that scored.
Yeah.
Five players that scored. 1 point by the circus. Four points by top ten. It's sickening, man. It's sickening. This is an overrated, overinflated bunch of bums. DJ Frederick, he is a bum. He's a bum.
I'll tell you, man, if I had one wish in this life,
yes,
it will be that I live long enough to see Calipari leave Kentucky. So all the people that's been swinging off his jock strap for the last 10 years will see that this program is bigger than that bum.
Hang on, Jack. Hang on. Is that? Do we know who that is?
That's Wildcat Steve.
That's
Wildcat Steve.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Can we hear that again? Because I contend Wildcat Steve's voice is everything to me.
It's great. Do you understand? It's a great
voice.
No, we had two other Wildcat Steve clips too.
Okay, but I feel like if you said, "Give me Kentucky fan voice,
Kentucky basketball fan," yes, it's Wildcat
maybe,
Steve.
Maybe you could say out of Jefferson County.
Yeah,
Steve is like that's what I would present.
Yeah,
if they said find a man whose voice reminds you of BBN,
right.
I would go with Wildcat Steve.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, I'm with you.
Man, if I had one wish in this life,
yes,
it will be that I live long enough to see Calipari leave Kentucky. So all the people that's been swinging off his jock strap for the last 10 years will see that this program is bigger than that bum.
Wait to hear
no
him
one
talk
swings
about...
off his jock. You guys
not
get
right
mad
now.
Every game and want to fire Cal every game.
The Calipari era is over. This is the same exact team as we had last year. You got Keon Toppin, Ty Wallace, CJ Frederick is Grady, and then Reeves is Davion Mintz, and everything else is the exact same.
I do wish CJ Frederick was great.
Cal needs to get in its shape. Mark Stoops needs to get in its shape and either get in shape or get gone. And the fans, we got to say, hey, we're not going to put up with this. We're not going to come to games. We're not going to watch the games. We're not going to pay for merchandise. Get us the best, not the second best, and not a guy with a second best attitude. We're Kentucky. We're not Louisville. Stop acting like Louisville.
James, we suck at half-court basketball.
They don't run an offense, Joe.
Let's just tell it like it is. We suck at it.
Yeah. They don't run any type of offense. They don't do anything creative. Appreciate the call. They do nothing creative. Oh, they don't get shooters open. They don't do anything. I don't know what their offense is. The same stale-ass crap we've been looking at for years, man.
Tell all right, Jack. Let's save some for the 5 o'clock hour.
Yeah.
Jack just thundering through.
Wait to hear Wildcat Steve talk about the Christmas lights later. That's the best.
Do what now?
Wildcat Steve talking about the Christmas lights. That's
Texas
my favorite
says,
sound.
Kellen Strebel stares into his cold fruit punch with hard eyes, wondering if Mid-O will ever beat a top 25 tame again.
It's a great question. I don't know.
Tame. T-A-M-E. Oh, man. I love that. That makes me so happy. The basketball team.
Basketball team.
What a weekend for you.
It was awful.
You were thinking about this all day. Like were you in a bad mood all day?
No,
at school?
I wasn't. No.
Did the kids notice?
I leave that separate.
You leave it separate?
I do leave it 100%. I leave it separate.
Did you let the kids watch the World Cup today?
No.
Okay.
No, I don't watch the World Cup at school. We watch.
I mean,
March
I don't know.
Madness.
It's current events. Like every country has got some. You know, I mean, big story. Like Iran, they didn't sing the national anthem. That's a big deal.
That was a big deal. Absolutely.
There's a lot going on there. Yeah. It's like a moment you could teach.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, I was in England, and that was on at what, noon or 11 or something like that? I don't know. Yeah, something like that.
Netherlands was on. I won that.
We'll watch basketball when it's up.
A little ball, a round ball?
Yeah, we watch the SEC and the ACC tournament and then the big tournament. That's what we do.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
437-9680. All right, so we got more sound. We'll dive into that. Is Peter Burns okay? A.J. Johnson commits. Stoops on play calling. We'll talk about all of it next year on The Take on this Monday.
Tired of eating the same homemade meals over and over again? Want to switch it up? Locally owned delivery.com safely brings the restaurants to you. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, they'll bring it to you. Delivery.com delivers some of the finest restaurants in Metro Louisville. Miss going out to eat but still want to support your favorite restaurants? Delivery.com has got you covered. Use promo code ORDER NOW for $10 off your next order. Sit back, relax. Your meal's on its way. Delivery.com. We bring the restaurants to you.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Injured in a car accident? Visit suedistracteddriver.com.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Can Big Rig give me Chris Livingston's top three strengths as a player since he's so familiar?
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
He's good with he's good on defense. He's a multi position. He can guard multiple positions on defense. He runs the court very well. He's a dynamic scorer with the ball in his hands.
That's all you need.
Yeah,
you
I mean, I told you three things.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Oh, that's a good one, Strebel. You got to like that
one.
He was in high school. He was in high school.
Yeah.
Reminder, we will have the triple header coming up on Thanksgiving. How about that?
Oh, yeah.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Eating turkey with the family.
There you go. Yeah, is that it? Just basic?
Just basic.
Turkey?
Nothing special. Not doing the Pat Forty family football game. Not doing anything like that.
Oh, yeah, they do that.
My mom said the number is 25 people at my house this year.
Oh, nice. So who's that?
Great.
I mean, that's who? That's everybody, right? Some cousins, a little uncle
a bunch
action.
Of cousins, uncles, aunts. If we're going to attempt the grandparents. No, I don't anymore. They're all – because Ethan and I are the youngest in the family.
You're the baby. She had an older cousin available at some point, but they brought men around.
Yes.
How does that go at Thanksgiving when they bring a new man around?
A boyfriend.
Or a woman. Is it good? Is everything good?
Yeah, it goes well. It goes well. We have fun. Okay.
There we go. Do you play a game or anything?
Charades?
Any nightly games?
Usually, like my mom has a group that they like to play Scrabble. We've played a bunch of different games over the years.
I'm anti-Scrabble.
I am also anti-Scrabble.
Too much brain work.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, you do also a little, like, category.
Yeah, I want something brain dead.
Exactly,
you know? I don't want to be thinking about a word.
Yeah.
You know? Woodford, what's going on here?
If it's nice out before the sun sets, we'll shoot some hoops, maybe throw the football around a little bit.
Throw the football around a little bit. How about that, Jack? Yeah. Does Marcy start cooking?
She cooks all day. She's
all day?
Like she was testing
why
out.
Why does she have to cook?
I just assumed.
We have a 21-pound turkey.
Oh.
Whoa, boy. That's a big turkey.
That's
Jack.
A big turkey.
Yep. You bake it, you roast it, you fry it. What do you do with that bird?
A little oven action.
Okay. So throughout the years, we have had grilled turkey. We've done fried turkey. But the last couple of years, she's been back to the oven and baking.
There we go.
Yeah.
All right.
Make it easy.
No you work. Pop it in there.
You throw it in.
And you leave it.
You set it and forget it. How about that?
You don't have to worry about it.
Anyway, so we will have those games. You get to hear my New York Giants. Who I've already bet minus 7.5. I've already bet the Cowboys on that one. So that's going to ruin my Thanksgiving. So there you go.
At least Kentucky's not playing
now you
Thursday
know.
For me.
I want to play a couple pieces of sound here. One being the Peter Burns sound. Jack, do we have the Peter Burns
yes,
sound?
Yes, we do.
So it's Peter Burns.
Yeah.
And I don't know the blonde guy. I apologize. There's another SEC guy.
Yeah.
And then there's
Chris Doering.
Okay, so he's the one that had Kentucky winning 11 games this season.
Yeah, he had
Chris
Doering,
former Florida quarterback,
wide receiver,
had them winning 11 games. Again, I repeated that because remember that's where we were just a little while ago,
July.
And then you have Peter Burns.
Yep.
Okay, who's fine, but he's a nerd. I mean, let's just be honest.
Yeah, he's
okay.
Nerdy, yeah.
And then I think you would want Roman Harper and Benjamin Watson.
Yes, yes. Okay. Ben Watson, little Roman Harper, yes.
And so Peter Burns makes a joke about Benjamin Watson's wife.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So you need to see this if you haven't.
I think
it does okay on the radio, but you need to see it.
Yeah.
And then they come back from break, and it's just Roman Harper and Chris Doering.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
And
okay.
Ben Watson eventually walks on the set. He like straightens his jacket out.
Yeah,
and he like
and Peter Burns never comes back.
No.
By the way, Louis Rabeau just texted me out of nowhere.
Right? Yeah.
SEC Mike was right all along. All right, Jack, go ahead and play this.
Thank you, Louis.
Go ahead.
45-20. By the way, did you not get the memo on the suits? We all went dark today. You're like Easter service.
Y'all kind of leave me out. As long as I get the text from my wife that says I look good.
Oh, really?
Send me the text, babe. Send me the text.
That's not the one she sent me.
Outdoors.
Come on,
live TV.
15-6.
Live TV.
Get the man on the covers.
He wasn't happy.
Then it got.
Welcome back to the Farm Rich halftime report. Just you and I here, Taki. I'm not sure what happened to Peter Burns, or did you have him keep your wife's name out of his mouth?
Huh?
we'll see how Peter Burns is with that smart mouth in the second half. But Gators do not get much going in the first half. Just
the pivot to the Gators losing the Panthers.
Oh,
it was bad. Like he. I was torn between if it was an act or not an act, because when Ben came back, I mean he did look very mad. Now, was there ever like an indication that Peter Burns ever come back?
I don't know. I wasn't watching the Vanderbilt Florida SEC broadcast.
I didn't know if there's ever a bonding of bridges or like an apology or what.
I mean,
happened.
Yeah, behind the scenes, I don't know.
A little aftermath, you know.
You want to hear? You want to hear Skip and Shannon?
Sure.
Shannon got mad today. You want to hear this?
Yeah, man. Skip Bayless.
Yes, he did.
All right, good. It's a Monday.
I don't think we've ever played this sound from them. Let's go.
No,
Might as well.
We
no guess. We're 3 hours open today. We yelled for 25 minutes about the Governor's Cup. You know. Let's go. All right, hang tight. They're talking Baker Mayfield.
Oh no, Skip loves
it. He's dead last in QBR, 17.8.
We're talking about yesterday. How did he look yesterday?
I got the floor. Because all you do is bring up those 11 games. All you do is go back and talk about when he was a rookie and won 7 games. Mm. I won't talk about what I want to talk about because I got the floor. Mm. Baker Mayfield is dead last in 2022 in QBR.
Blah, blah,
he's
blah.
Dead last. I don't blah, care. Blah, 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 blah,
blah, blah, blah.
He's 57.8. He's 30-30 blah, completion blah, percentage. Blah. You going to let me talk? Because that's what you do.
If you'll stay on point on question.
You never stay on point.
Okay. I'm about to stay on point.
You're not going to get on point until I'm done talking.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
Spew all your hate.
I'm going to spew it
your
all.
Your Baker hate. Spew it.
17.8. Because all you talk about, you're uncertain about Justin Herbert. But you get on the floor for this clown. He's a bum. He's trash. And you know it. And every time you bring him up, I'm going to let the world know exactly what he is.
Oh, you have 4 Twitter followers.
Don't worry about it. Hold on.
Okay.
You talk about Twitter. And we come out here and discuss topics that you tweeted. Okay. So don't give me about that Twitter stuff. Mm. You can talk about my followers all you want. Yeah. But I got the DeAndre right, and you see how he do America? He talk about my Twitter followers. Mm. That's what I know I got it. And I'm going to continue to go.
Right.
He's 187.
Tell me when it's my
it's
turn.
It's not your turn.
Okay.
He's Pro Football Focus
blah,
got it graded.
Blah, blah.
37%.
Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, go ahead.
Blah, blah.
I know. I know people don't like. I love Skip.
Sounds like you, Strieble.
I love him.
No, I was gonna say that sounded just like you and Strieble.
Yeah, like you really did earlier. Yeah,
that's what you guys did at 3:30.
That was exactly what we did. I love Skip. He said he's funny.
Oh man,
he knows what he's doing. He's playing it up, baby. That's what you got
to
do.
You know the saddest thing? I looked at Twitter. Oh, maybe there's something on there that I could add to the show. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
And I get something an hour and a half ago from Biscuit. I've hated everything we've done in the second half. That goal felt inevitable. Bleep off, Biscuit.
No, I'm getting
hour and a half soccer updates.
Yeah, we don't need that. It's been a while. The game's been done for a while. Get it out of here.
All right, we're like 9 minutes away from Arkansas and Louisville. So
yes, we are.
The next hour going to scare me. So we'll have to talk about Timmy flexing on Oscar Tshiebwe and Lance Ware here in just a second. Before this game starts, and he wants me to mention this. It's why he sends it to me.
Yeah.
Mitchell Hannigan.
Oh, here it is.
Jack, are you ready?
Are you ready? Buckle up.
Mitchell Hannigan. It's
about Musselman, isn't it?
Yeah. So I don't know if he will tell us the number. I would love to know the number. He has made the largest bet of the year for him so far today. He's got it, I think, an alternate line. He's got it plus 16 and a half.
Yeah.
So I know I'm going to lose my bet now because Mitch bet it. That's what we've learned.
Yeah, he's got a plus money, plus 100. He's got Arkansas minus 16 and a half.
That's right, because I got a
minus 15 and a half.
Hey, look at ESPN showing your game last night. Know. Timmy's spinning around Oscar for an and-one.
Yeah, but no, he never scored on Oscar. He never did anything against Oscar.
Let's go.
He had less.
Oh, Frederick beat backside again. Look at them laughing. Look at Gonzaga laughing.
They should
have
laughed.
Having a good time.
I would have laughed, too.
Look at they're having a good time.
Yeah.
Look at that, pulling threes.
Under the screen again.
Look at him smiling.
Yeah, under the screen
again.
Look at
him. Look at Collins. Did he get his? Did Damian Collins get the autograph with Timmy there?
No.
Did he say, let me get an autograph?
No, he didn't.
Did he?
No, he didn't.
Did Chris Livingston want an autograph last night?
Nobody wanted an autograph.
Someone wanted an autograph.
No one wanted an autograph.
Did Nolan Hickman outplay Xavier Wheeler last night?
Yeah, but he didn't outplay Casey Wallace, though.
I don't think Hickman outplayed Wheeler. Now they're about the same.
I was going to say they were.
Yeah, they're both underwhelming.
Much,
they're both underwhelming bums last night.
Yes, they were. They were. It was not. It was all bad. There was nothing I felt good about that game at all. Nothing at all.
Texas says UK only has one less loss than Louisville.
Yeah, you have zero wins. That's a big difference. You have none. The win column is blank for you. So you can trot that bum-ass stat all you want. You're going to be like 0-7. Congratulations. But you flex on Kentucky.
Texter says, I'm not even going to read that. It just says, as a state employee. I'm not even going to read that one.
A state employee?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's a state employee?
Texter says, what do you guys think about Rick Stansberry? Oh, yeah. Apparently
Dante Allen
is... they're going through something, an eligibility issue? It said his former school. I mean, that would be Kentucky.
That would be Kentucky, yeah.
So what could that be?
I don't know.
Look at Timmy. Did you see him dunk on Oscar's head?
I never had any indication that there was an issue at Kentucky with Dante Allen. I don't know at all.
Texas says Governor's Cup on a Sunday. I guess it must be true because Crean said so. Oh, did you say that, Jack? I'm sorry. Yeah, well, that's okay.
Is the Governor Cup playing on Sunday?
Texas says Texas has one top 25 win. Worry about yourself. Worry about yourself,
zero.
Kentucky fan.
We have none.
Why don't you worry about yourself?
I'm more worried about us than Texas.
The team, because of their name, because of their jerseys, and because of their coach, is overrated every year. And you're picking on Chris Beard. Okay. Okay. I mean,
yeah,
it's very well. I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to do with these people?
I don't know.
What do you want me to do with them?
Nothing.
what number do you feel comfortable? What do you have this at, Jack? 15? 15 and a half? Arkansas?
Yeah, I got it at 15 and a half.
Okay.
Did you come across the bridge, Jack?
No, I had a buddy place it for me because
there you go.
$5 bet for you.
$10 actually this time. But
oh wow, no, it's a big one.
I know it's a big one. But I got the text last night from a friend asking if he should bet Arkansas minus 14 and a half, and I go, yes, can you place one for me? And he goes, it's 15 and a half now. You still good with that? I was like, please bet that before it goes up again.
Yeah, before it goes up. How much do we think Mitch bet on this game?
Too much.
You think it's $100?
Yeah.
You think Mitch has $100 on this game tonight?
I think Mitch went like big time for him. I do. I think it's
You think he won $100?
I think he won $100, yes. He loves Must Best that much, and he won. I mean,
he loves Must.
Arkansas is going to cover.
Well, I mean, you never know. You never know.
So now Mitch is betted, and Strebel, who is living the curse of DJ now, has it all. So there's no way I'm winning.
Strebel's cursed now.
No way.
He had a hot streak, and it's done, and it's over.
I may be cursed.
Please pick Louisville. Strebel's like, win my bet.
No, I can't do that.
What if Louisville won today? How bad would you be?
Oh,
Streamable?
Man.
I'd be furious.
They'd be better than Kentucky.
That'd be hilarious.
They'd have a better win.
Yeah.
People think they're better than Kentucky. They would. They got a better win.
They got a win over a top 10 team.
Oh, man.
I did see, I won't out the Twitter person, but he was like, I see Louisville playing better because of Arkansas style is better for Louisville.
Yeah, up and down style.
I'm like, yeah, that's what you want. You want to see Sidney Curry running down the court. Yeah, okay. I didn't want to say his name.
I was also thinking Hatfield.
I saw that tweet today, and I was like, Chris.
It could have been a one of 10 people. I had a 10% chance, and I immediately – look at Tony Bennett looking good, too.
You don't like him. Don't act like you like Tony Bennett either.
You'd rather have him than Cal.
No, I wouldn't. Rather
you would.
No, I wouldn't rather have Tony Bennett than Cal.
I would.
No, I wouldn't.
That was a lie.
It's not a lie.
Yeah, come on.
Because they're
I'd rather have Pitino than both of them.
I wouldn't rather have Tony Bennett. No, he's boring.
Did you say both of them? I think you just kind of
did. I say both,
both, both.
Well,
both
we're talking
both
about
of
both
these.
Of these.
I think you said both of these.
Good afternoon. I'm Jack Grossman at Disc Sports Center Update.
Is that Mitch?
All right, let's
back?
Duck cards.
Oh,
duck
the cards.
Must got something for the cards.
For the cards.
I miss Mitch.
We'll take a break. Yeah, Louisville will be starting. And we'll make Strieble bend the knee to tough guy Timmy. We'll do that. One more hour to go here on ESPN 680.